Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone, for joining us for our du'as from the Quran series in this blessed month of Ramadan, and even more special in these blessed last 10 days of Ramadan. This series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need around the world. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, given medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and right here at home. Penny Appeal USA has helped since then over 1 million people and empowered families to break the cycle of poverty and impoverishment around the world. This Ramadan, they will continue that with the effort, with the support of people like yourself, inshallah ta'ala. Please head over to their page on pausa.org/qalam, inshallah, to be a part of that effort, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Brothers and sisters, jazakumullah khair for joining us, inshallah. During this series, we quickly look at one dua from the Quran so that we can, you know, learn some du'as or supplications that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have been given to us from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran. And the last time that I was with you a few days ago, we were looking at Suratul Furqan. And in Suratul Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, specifically in one section of the surah, speaks about attributes of special servants of Allah, Ibad al-Rahman, the servants of Ar-Rahman, the servants of the Most Merciful. And in that section of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions various attributes and qualities that they have. So last week we saw that one of the qualities is that they make dua for their akhirah. They make dua for their hereafter. They make dua and supplication that, oh Allah, protect me from the fire of Jahannam. And that's part of something Allah praised as being a part of their attributes. Today we're looking at another verse from that same section of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights what another thing that they make dua for. It's a very special dua because, you know, we all have different levels of concern, right? And I think the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us something very important. When it comes to our dunya and our akhirah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when it comes to sadaqah, ibda biman ta'ul, that start your sadaqah with those people who depend on you, right? And I think that's a rule that we can apply to everything in life, which is when it comes to anything, start with those who are closest to you. Ibda biman ta'ud. Start with those who depend on you. Start with those who are closest to you. Even when it comes to emotional investment, ibda biman ta'ud. Start with those who are closest with you as well. But before that, we start with ourselves. So we need to make sure that We take care of ourselves. And then as soon as we are now focusing outward, we focus on those who are closest to us. And that's the levels of concern. We start with ourselves and then we go to our family and then further and further and further. And so if we look at this dua that we're looking at right now, you can see it on the screen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights that a concern that we should have is that our families be families of righteousness, right? This is something that should be a priority and a concern for all believers, that whether you're married or you're looking to get married, this should be something that you look for. You know, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, when you're looking for a spouse, you can marry for various reasons. But one of the primary reasons the Prophet ﷺ is deen, marrying someone because they have a good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذْفُرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. And so the family being righteous should be something that we strive for and pray for. Things aren't going to be perfect. This isn't Jannah. But this is something we should ask Allah for. We should beg Allah. We should turn to Allah and ask Allah to give us families of righteousness, right? Families of goodness. So let's look at this dua, inshallah ta'ala. قال الله تعالى وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ those who say, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people that say, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا, O Allah, give us, bestow upon us. Hab, it means just to give as a gift. O Allah, just give this thing to me. Maybe I don't deserve it per se because of my actions. Maybe I haven't been the best person, but Ya Allah, just give, bestow this thing upon me. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. O Allah, give me children and a spouse that will be, the Arabic word says قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. The literal translation means the coolness of one's eyes. Now, as American speakers, we really don't use that language. We wouldn't say that, you know, this thing really cooled my eyes down. So I want to be like, okay, what happened? Like, what did you do? Did you put like cucumbers on your eyes or something? What are you talking about? So when we don't speak that way, right? What does this mean, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ? Well, according to Imam Qurtubi and a few other scholars of tafsir, there are a number of different ways to interpret it. One way to look at it, which I thought was really beautiful, is Imam Qurtubi said that when you cry out of joy and happiness, this is what he said. It's pretty beautiful. He said, there's different tears with joy, and then there's different tears from sorrow. And he said that one of the things that makes them so different is, he said, the tears of happiness are cool. They're cooling, they're refreshing. And the tears of sadness and sorrow and pain, they're hot, they're not cooling. And so he said, we're asking Allah in this dua that when we see our family, we become so happy and so pleased that it brings joy to our heart, and we cry because of the joy of seeing them. You know, and I thought that was so beautiful, you know. You look at a parent who, you know, is watching their child graduate, right? And you'll see this parent just, you know, crying, weeping. And are they in pain? No, quite the contrary. They're in a state of joy. But those tears are tears of joy. Now, what's interesting is I mentioned graduation. And Imam Razi, who's another great scholar of tafsir, he says, this is a dua where we're asking Allah to bless them in their dunya and their akhirah, their worldly pursuits, and in their hereafter in relationship with Allah. And he says, in more so, this particular dua is leaning more towards give us coolness of the eyes, make them a pleasure to us, in religious affairs, like make their religion, their relationship with you, Ya Allah, good. Make them obedient to you, Ya Allah. Make them righteous. right? That's what this is about. It's not just about give us the coolness of eyes in the world. They have all the wealth, they have all the ease, they have all the luxury. You can have all of that and be completely cut off from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not going to bring a righteous Muslim parent joy per se. That's not going to bring them joy. Quite the contrary, that's going to make them quite troubled. And so Imam Razi, he explains that this is talking about, oh Allah, make my family, my wife, my children. For the women, it's my husband, my children. Oh Allah, make them righteous people so that when I walk in the house and I see them and I look at them and I see them worshiping you, I see them calling upon you, it just brings joy to my heart that I'm in a household that is surrounded by piety, a household that is surrounded by righteousness, and a household that is committed to worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, my wife, she bought this like thing that she hung up just as decorations. And she had this kind of farmhouse vibe. I don't know if you guys know what that means, but you know, some people over here in the States know what I'm talking about in different places. So she has this kind of farmhouse vibe, right? And she bought this thing where it says, this is a house in which the Lord is served, right? And one of my other friends, he saw that. He said, yeah, you could only buy that in Texas, man. That's definitely only going to be in Texas stores. And I thought that was hilarious. But anyways, and every now and then I look at that, right? And I think about it, like, it's so beautiful because that is an objective. You want your house to be a house that when the angels pass by that house, they see that house and they say, this is a house that worships Allah. This is a house that is committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And so that's what we're asking for. So one of the meanings of coolness of the eyes was tears of joy. Imam Qurtubi says there's another meaning too, which is pretty beautiful. He says, when you're surrounded by blessings and you see the blessings and you know their blessings and you recognize the blessings, your eyes aren't looking elsewhere. You're only looking at what you have. And he says, that's coolness of the eyes. The eyes that have looked around them and they see the blessings of their family, the blessings of their children on faith. And that brings them peace. Now, there's one Sahabi who, this is I'm going to briefly paraphrase this narration. Ibn Kathir, he narrates this. It's pretty interesting because for the Sahaba, having a family of righteousness meant something different than what it would mean for a lot of us today. See, a lot of us today who are listening to me right now, they grew up in families of Muslims. They grew up in families where, you know, they heard Quran a little bit. They saw someone pray, you know, at some point, right? Regardless of levels of religiosity, they saw Islam. But the Sahaba were different because the Sahaba, they didn't have families of, you know, surrounded by piety. In fact, in one of our early sessions, I shared with you that one of the verses that talked about parents being Muslim and children being Muslim was revealed about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq because he was one of the only Sahaba who both his parents and his children were all in Islam. For the Sahaba, Islam came at a time where there were families that were separated because of this. Fathers accepted, sons didn't. Sons accepted, fathers didn't. And families were really broken up from this. And so for the Sahaba to have a whole family, a usra, a family of righteousness, it meant something so special. So Ibn Kathir, he narrates, he says that, you know, one time Miqdad bin Asad, he was sitting down teaching hadith and sitting with a group of people, and he's a Sahaba. And someone walked past him and he said, oh, what great eyes which were blessed to see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What great eyes are there that were blessed to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And they were praising him. Like, you're so lucky to be a Sahabi. When the Prophet ﷺ, when Miqdad heard this, he got very angry. And everyone around him was like, wait, why are you angry? He's just praising you. What's wrong with that? And he says, no, this is wrong. This isn't right. The reason why this is wrong is because you shouldn't wish to be somewhere that Allah didn't place you in. You should be happy to be where you're at. And then he goes and explains in more detail. He's like, you don't realize Islam came and our families were separated. Our parents maybe accepted Islam, but our children didn't, or our children accepted, but our parents didn't. Our families, it wasn't as easy as you think. And then he recited this verse. And so I think the thing to pay attention to in this verse and what he's saying is that if you have a family that's Muslim, if you have a family that has La ilaha illallah, regardless of their level of practice, that is a great blessing. And on the day of judgment, there will be some coolness of your eyes due to the fact that they're Muslim. There are some of us who, when we see our children are Muslim, we realize that maybe our parents aren't Muslim. So this is a great blessing that someone so close to me is also a Muslim. And that means a lot. That means a lot. So be grateful. Make this dua. Now the dua goes forward. It actually says, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, make us leaders. Make us leaders for the righteous. See, you know, it's normal for us to we should really understand that we all have followers. There are people that look up to us. There are people that follow in our footsteps, our children, our neighbors, our close family members. And nowadays we live in an age where social media is all about followers. How many people follow you, right? This dua says, oh Allah, make us leaders. Make there be people that follow our lead, but make those people be righteous people. Righteous people will only follow you when you're righteous. Good people will only follow you when you're good. So this dua is saying, oh Allah, make me guided and then make me a guide. Make me a guide. If I'm a leader of righteous people, that means I'm a righteous person, inshallah. So if I'm a leader of muttaqeen, the only reason the muttaqeen are following me is because they see taqwa within me. They see taqwa within me. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us lil muttaqeena imama. And notice now, it's not just about our children and our spouses. It's now about all of us. Make us a family that is not only guided, but also a source of guidance for others. The beauty of a light is that not only does it shine, but those near also see that light and they benefit from the light coming from there. So yes, the deen is a light for us, but you can be so much on the deen that you yourself become a light for other people. And that's what we ask Allah to give us, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, thank you for letting Qalam be a part of your Ramadan. We are approaching another odd night of Ramadan. Make use of it, inshallah. May Allah put barakah in it, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah accept it, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. I'll see you guys in our upcoming sessions, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.